Yeah, what the Commission have effectively been saying is what Sinn Féin have been asserting since day one, since we first started to look at the implications and the complications that arose as a result of Brexit. And we said that at a very minimum, the North needed to remain part of the customs union and the single market if we were to protect the island of Ireland economically, politically and socially. Now, obviously, the best case scenario for all of us would be if the British government were decided that all of its jurisdiction would remain, because that would protect our agri exports and other services that we rely on the British market. But in the event that the British government decide to continue with their ludicrous policy, in my view, of withdrawing from the customs market and the single the customs union and the single market, well, then they need to ensure that Ireland is protected, and particularly the north of Ireland is protected. So they have been saying from day one that they want to avoid a hard border. I think it's very clear to anybody who's looked at this independently, the only way that that can happen is if there is a remain position regarding the customs and the market issues that are pertaining. So while this is an absolute welcome step, what we now need to do, as in Irish political forces, we need to be united in ensuring that the Commission stick by that assertion, accept that that's the position, and not allow the negotiations to move forward until the British government move to that point.
You say it's a welcome step, but will the British government and unionists in Northern Ireland, will they agree to a special status for Northern Ireland?
They've said, and they're all on the record of saying, that they don't want to see any physical manifestation of a border. They don't want to see any border controls, and they want to ensure that there continues to be free movement in terms of people, goods and services on an all-Ireland basis. It is quite clear to anybody who has looked at this independently, or anybody who has looked at this with an ounce of realism and common sense, that the only way that that can actually happen is if there is provision for the North to remain in the customs union and the single market. For anybody in the North to say that they wouldn't accept that scenario on the basis that the North should be treated in the same way as Britain, to me, is not only ignoring the realities of the Good Friday Agreement, for example, they're actually trying to undermine the Good Friday Agreement, because, make no mistake about it, a situation whereby a physical manifestation of the border was put in place, whether it be on roads or through electronic means or whatever mechanism that the DUP or Micheál Martin happened to think of on any particular day, the truth of the matter is that all of those mechanisms would run contrary to the Good Friday Agreement and would create huge challenges in relation to our political, social and economic development. So we need to minimise it. Those in the North who are saying that they won't accept it, they're actually advocating against the best interests of the people who support them and the people who vote for them. So I'm hoping that common sense will prevail. But the only way it will prevail is if we, as elected representatives in the European Parliament, and crucially the Irish government, hold fast to our position that there can be no movement in the current phase of negotiations until the British government accede to that position.